Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. And I am your host, Honey. And together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, you have to believe in who you are so that you can speak who you are to others. So here I am, just one person believing that I am as my God is. You know, God announced that he is to be referred to as I am. And I'm learning more about how powerful those words that I am statements are. Because I am up. I am blessed. I am encouraged. Right? I say those things because I'm not saying it to make you believe it. I'm saying it because I know it to be true. And so I thank you all for sticking around and giving me some of your mind. I am really tailored made by God's hands. The way I speak, the way I walk, the way I treat people, all of my self-betterment is credited to the King of Kings. And so that's why I have this podcast, is because, you know, so many people are self-promoting themselves. And I'm like, I have something better than sharing honey. I want to tell you about something that I discovered that's better than me. Now, I love me some me, but I have found a greater treasure. And that gift that I found is God. And so I used to, you know, sit around people and I used to tell them about myself, but I'm like, I'm not even interesting enough. I don't have enough motion going on. I don't think I've kept enough promises. I don't think I'm reliable enough. I'm disciplined enough. I'm consistent enough to be speaking as a guru of anything. But when I speak of the relationship between God and I am more satisfied with that conversation because it takes the focus off me. And, you know, I just want to allow God to move me away from selfishness and to continue to have me in a heart posture of selflessness, right? Because when I'm selfless, I can really see God for who he is. But when I'm full of me, God, he doesn't matter as much to me, right? Because I can then see God and me as an equal. Like, okay, I know you make things happen, but I make things happen. I know you popping, I'm popping. So I don't want to be at war with God, right? And I don't want my pride to keep me out of being in a relationship with my creator. So if you're tuning in and you have gotten to a dead end road inside of yourself and you like, I don't know which way to turn. That's the best place to be, at a dead end road, at a standstill. Because that's when you find that you are not enough. Not you alone. You have to partner with the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that you can be guided on the path that makes not only you better, but others better. So if you are a first timer listening to this podcast, I hope that this introduction into this next episode teaches you that it should be less about you and more about God. And when it's more about God, you will decrease and God will increase. And God will increase your capacity to be relatable. So you're not losing anything, you're gaining everything. You're just going to lose your life to gain your life. And you're going to gain a kingdom perspective. Right. And so you're going to hear language of that relationship and what that kingdom perspective sounds like. Right. I am a daughter of the King. I acknowledge that I'm a daughter. I'm not a king to a king. Right. I'm a daughter of the King that get to announce myself as Queen Lady Honey. Right. A queen in training, a lady in training. Right. So I am very humble because I know that this is not a transactional relationship. I can never repay God for his grace, his mercy, and his favor that he bestowed upon me, right? Because I'm not good enough to repay God for anything, nor is God asking me to do so. God is just asking me to love him with my full heart, my mind, and my full strength, and to love my neighbor as thyself. So I spend my time loving myself so that when I come on here, I could love you. And then in privacy and in public, I love God with my words, with my ears, with my eyes, and with my time. I'm devoted to this mission. So today we're going to talk about singleness. You know, the art of singleness. You know, I've been single for a while, right? And in that time, so I'm like 7 years with God. I got in a relationship, I started connecting with God in 2018. In 2020, someone presented themselves as my one and only, and that fell through. So then I then go maintain a single journey. So with that being said, in this 6.5 years, there has been people that desire me in a relationship. But those people that desire relationship for me, I've never seen them happy in any relationship with their mother, their father, or their spouse, or their boyfriend or girlfriend. Right? They only have complaints because a lot of them are not kingdom connected. Right? So they don't understand the art of being perfected. They don't understand that when you get into a kingdom marriage, right, you're constantly dying to yourself. You can't jump into a marriage and think like, okay, how am I going to kill this pride? How am I going to kill that ego? You should have done that in your single season. Right? The worst thing that can happen is I have the right man and the wrong attitude. Okay? You can't rush the process of undoing. You can't rush the process of renouncing every demonic spirit that has plagued your bloodline. You can't rush the process of breaking cycles of generational curses to then birth a cycle of generational blessings. That takes time. First, you have to understand the why you're doing it. Know exactly why you're doing it for yourself. And you have to understand what you're asking for God. Listen, I can go to my prayer closet and ask God for a husband. And God could send every prospect out for me to date, right? And then eventually marry. But how would I know how to, you know, decide which man is for me when I don't really know myself? Right? You, in your singleness season, you get to learn the difference between lust and love. Lust and love shows up the same way. Lust sounds just like love. They're both speaking the same language. Lust can say, I like you. Love can say, I like you. Lust can say, I adore you. Love can say, I adore you. Lust can say, I want to have you forever. Love say, I want to have you forever. Lust cannot say that I would give up anything to have you forever. Love will sacrifice something. That's why God sacrificed God the Son. And the only difference is the sacrificial difference. Lust will not let go of themselves, their mindset. They will remain the same. Love is forever changing and forever evolving, right? There are so many of us that marry lust and not love, right? So if you are single and you feel, you know, distressed about that, listen, if you got on your list that you want your husband to be faithful to you, you have to be faithful in your single season, because in this 7 years, God has made me my most beautiful woman. I have never been this beautiful, right? And I say that in the most humble way. But what makes me beautiful is that God changes my looks and my exterior, I guess, when I'm sleeping. I don't know when he went in and made my eyes glow a little bit more and my hair shine a little bit more and my face to glow and, you know, for me to walk and carry myself in such a way. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, dang, I'm becoming more like his image. So if I would have dated a man 6 years ago before I became a God-like image, I would have got a worldly man, right? Because you're talking about a worldly woman being phased out of that worldliness to become a kingdom identity. I wasn't ready yet, and still I'm not ready yet. There's so much work to do on yourself. There are so many places I have not gone in God. So in my single season, you know, the benefit that I have is that I've learned how to trust God when man fails me. That means if that my family, my children, or myself. And this will benefit me when the man comes, because, you know, there's going to be a time when my husband will say, no, I don't have it, or I can't go on, honey. And I'm not going to fall apart because I have a history walking with a man named Jesus who never got weary in well-doing. So I know that even when my husband can't keep going, that my strength in Christ Jesus will speak strength into this man until he's revived. I'm still moved because I'm anchored in God, and because he's anchored in God, we're still moving, even if he has 20% in him to give. But say if I get this man, he looks good, I look good. We look good for paper, we look good on picture. If when that man is weak and all of the infatuation goes away, and something happens to his mental health, if that's loss, if there's grief, whatever it is, and this man is stuck on a cycle of grief, right? He doesn't agree to therapy at first. And here I am with this man, and I've never done hard things with God, with someone having had to express loss and me had to walk that through with them, or express grief and I had to walk that through them with them, then how can I be here for this man when I've never learned how to be there for someone else? Your singleness season offers you the opportunity to be there for others for free, to see if you have the capacity to show up for someone else. Right? And also, your singleness season allows you to build the dream, spend extensive hours of laboring for your dream, because now it's a you, but when it becomes an hour and this man is the head of you, then you have to, as a woman, you have to lean into what this man is saying. Right? Because he's not doing it to disturb you. He's doing it because you cried out and told God you were ready. You were ready to for some submission, humility, to honor and protect this man, to be his peacemaker, to be respectful when he, you know, loses his position of making sound decisions. See, my singleness season is allowing me to be so sound that the man enters into the relationship with vulnerability, that we don't have to wait 2 to 3 years because the man is seeing his reflection in me and I'm seeing my reflection in him because we both look like God. And if you really knew how long it takes to be perfected, you will not be rushing God to send you the man that he desires for you too soon. Because the truth of the matter is, we do not want the man or woman of our dreams too soon when we haven't actualized into who we really are. Because you know, when that man or woman comes too soon, they'll come and crush your dream without even thinking about it. Oh, baby, you could stop that little bakery company because, you know, I have this money tucked. I got this trust fund and you're good. And you're going to be like, okay, well, bump it. You know, I don't have to do what God says. And you're not going to think about it as such, like, nah, I'm dismissing God because I'm honoring your husband. That is a good thing to honor him. But when God tells you to do something, you can't just throw to the side God's vision for your life. Even if you are in agreement with your husband. So it's important that we learn alignment. Because in that alignment, we notice that the husband is carrying out God's will and so is the wife. And you need that man to be single so that when he has gone through a season of spiritual warfare, he can create a kingdom prayer language. He knows what it means to get on his knees. He knows what it means to open his Bible. But if a man suddenly gets connected with the woman of his dreams, what will happen is when you're not single long enough to listen to the sounds of God, the words of God, we all are going to turn into Adam, get the man or woman of our dreams, and we're going to go back to that forbidden place. Why? Because we're not confident in who God created us to be, because we want to be more in a season when God is asking us to be less so he can increase. And then you're going to be like, well, I am not as appealing to this man or woman because, you know, people in the world is doing these desirable things and I want to do these desirable things, God, to keep his attention. And if I don't make this type of money, he's making this type of money. He's working with these women that make this type of money. And he's going to leave me for that said person. So I'd rather tag along with him than do what you asked me to do. But what you don't know is that bakery or those books or that podcast or that fitness center is going to be the thing that keep that man's eyes on you and keep him faithful. Because your man might like a woman that's passionate, that's purposeful. And see, with women, we get so caught up in love and the idea of romanticizing everything that we forget about the man's feelings. Because once we get with the man that of our dreams, a man of high value, you know what we do most time, women? We neglect the man that we pray for. Why? Because once we check it off our list, we have a different want that bubbles up in our mind. And that man has never forgotten his love for you. So when I read my Bible, I understand that women are indecisive sometimes. We want the man and then we don't want a man. We want to follow the man and we don't want to follow him. So the only thing that can help me with that indecisiveness is to spend a long time with God. And I go back through my history of these almost 7 years with God. I'm like, how faithful have I been with God? How appreciative am I for God doing all of the things that he has done in my life? Can I call out the things that God has done today for me? When I can do that regularly, then I can do the same thing with a man. When I can wake up and love God morning and night, then I can do that for a man. When I can go, when God say go, then I can do that for a man. When I can sit my pride aside and say, yes, I can be corrected. I can be chastised. I can be corrected by a man. Right? And when I can say, no, sir, I don't want to go on the date, I can do that behind this man's back. You think that you can do all these things until it's time to do it. You think that you can wait until marriage, but you don't know if you can wait until marriage until you have a history of celibacy and abstaining. You think that this man is just beautiful, God-given man is going to come to your life and there's not going to be any temptation that's going to come his way or your way? You want your man to be single too for a while. Can he say no to women? Because if your man comes to you right out of a relationship and you're fresh out of a relationship and he has dealings with this woman, he still has the scent of this woman on him, and I have the scent of this man on me, then I'm going to be with a new face, but still kissing my old lover. And he's going to be the same way. See, man, you're the same way. I'm like, I didn't even hurt you the way that person hurt you. But because there hasn't been time to cleanse and detox the heart and mind of old ways and impurities, you're going to bring those same ways and mindset and behaviorisms into the new relationship. See, I don't pretend to myself that I'm better off than what I am. Right? Marriage is designed to put the kingdom on display. Right. So if I'm in the room with friends and my husband and I have a disagreement, we're supposed to tastefully disagree. And when my husband says something I don't like and we're in public, I'm not supposed to shout and scream because I have a history of not screaming and shouting at God and not making everything God's fault. Right. In your history of singleness, you get to say, you get some buy-in and say, nope, this person is not good for me. That person is not good for me. But when you jump into a relationship, right, too soon, that impulsive nature is what got you in that relationship. And you'd be like, then you'll start speaking words. Well, if God didn't want me to go through it, then he wouldn't have allowed it. You have free will. We all have free will. I will know I'm ready to be in a relationship is when I am sound in my decision making. When I know that I will not compromise my walk. Right. And I don't want to become someone's trophy wife. Right. Because being an heir is higher than being someone's trophy wife, right? And I already have eternal life. So when the man comes, he's not completing me. I thought I'm already complete with God. He's complimenting me. And I'm complimenting him with iron that sharpens iron, with faith of a mustard seed, with a prayer life, with justice, with compassion. So this man is not coming to make my life better. My life is better because I'm connected to God. So until you can speak in a way that you love God more than anything, you're not ready for a relationship. And I'll know I'm ready is when the man looks like God. I don't care to compromise. If the husband needs 2 to 3 more years, he needs to, so be it. It is so. To become, because I don't want my husband to shrink when he sees what God has in store for me. It's going to take a peculiar type of man to be married to Queen Lady Honey. Because I can't be the only one humbled by what God is doing in my life. And this man is regretful that either I make this set amount of money or I have this set amount of connections and not see it as a we thing, right? Nor do I want this man to make this level of money and I not think I deserve that type of man? That's why I say it's so important for in your single season to go ahead and start building. Build the plan. Create the vision. Submit it to God for his approval. And go ahead and start walking it out. So then when the man comes unexpectedly or the woman comes unexpectedly, you are prepared because your preparedness is in the work. The preparedness is in your faith. Your preparedness is in your seeking ye first the kingdom of God, right? So I don't spend my time thinking on if I'll find the man today, I put my mind on Jesus. So when the man finds me, I know I'm the best suitable mate for him by how he reflects God's image. That is enough. And when he see me reflecting God's image, that is enough for him. Because when I reflect God's image, I am in obedience. So whatever I don't have right now, it is on the way. And the same for him. I won't be sitting here beating this man upside the head and say, when will you do this? When will you do that? I already know that he will do that because it's hard to look like a child of God when you're not promoting God in your daily lifestyle. Right? So we both will look like a cycle of God pruning us so that we can become our highest version of self. That's how I know when I'm ready. Not when I'm a millionaire, not when I make six figures. It's when my image speaks to this man that he can trust me, that he's safe here. Not this man's income, not this man's title, but when his image, come on somebody, looks like the image of God. And until then, I am enjoying my single season because in my single season, I am being affirmed by men that come and want to talk to me. And I'm like, thank you, but no thanks. I love you, son of God. But you are not my king sent from the King of Kings. Why? Because all you want is a woman. You don't care if I'm obedient. You don't care if I'm disruptive. You just want a woman in your life because you're lonely. But I'm fulfilled. You get what I'm saying? You got to get to a place that you want who you are created to be over everything, over the desire for marriage. That's how you know that you have fallen head over heels for you too and God. So I enjoy my singleness season because I'm not teaching my daughter that a man shall be her all or nothing. God is her all or nothing. God is her all in all. Because when you say God, God is not absent of anything. So he can't even be nothing. He's all things, right? So I'm so grateful that I have gotten into this, got to this place within myself, this place of wholeness. I couldn't have gotten here without discipline, without honor from my father. So if you are on the other side of this, until you love yourself, sister, you need to not be praying to God for a husband. Until you are in a season of obedience, don't pray for a husband. Ask God to strengthen you and clothe you with his power and might that you don't even have a desire for things that's out of season. Does that make sense? I hope so. Because I am God's queen, lady, honey, and I am going to make this singleness season the best look yet. Because I want people to see me enjoy my singleness. Because if I'm somebody with a man, I'm somebody without the man. Come on, somebody. So when I come together, he knows it and I know it. So that means I never have to compromise. And I'm God's queen, lady, honey. Listen, it's an honor to serve you. And before we go, I like to freestyle. Father God, thank you so much for life. Thank you so much for strengthening my mindset, for wanting what the world wants. God, thank you for slowing me down and teaching me how to be patient before I even open my mouth to request something that I am not thoroughly equipped for. God, thank you for correcting me, training me, and desiring me to be a single woman for this season and this hour. God, I love it here because here I get to hear the sound of my voice. Here I get to hear you perfecting my speech. Here I get to see you clean out and declutter my heart. Here I get to feel out a renewed mind in this space. I get to honor you in full capacity before a king is able to penetrate my heart with his heart. My heart belongs to you. My mind belongs to you. My hands war for you. And God, that is the best thing that has ever happened to me, my singleness. I love you. Listen, I love you guys. I'm Queen Lady Honey asking you guys to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.